A single gale-force wind turned Crete's wildfire from slow burn to inferno in hours. BBC reports 3 Greek firefighters dead, multiple villages emptied, flames spreading faster than evacuation routes could clear. The Mediterranean's fire season has become a species-level stress test, what we build to survive and what we abandon. Franklin knew something about betting against nature's pace. Marcus has the word after him.
The wind does not negotiate. I learned this on the roof at Craven Street when a summer storm drove the bells on my lightning apparatus into such a clatter that Mrs. Stevenson thought the house would lift from its foundations. The electrical fire, drawn down by the falling rain, leapt the gap to the brass ball and rang the chimes until the thunder passed. 3 men on Crete have now paid the price of that same lesson written in flame. You have seen a chimney catch when the gale blows down the flue. The soot ignites, the roof follows, and the bucket line forms too late. Multiply that chimney by a forest, the gale by 50 miles an hour, and you have the arithmetic that killed those firefighters. My correspondent John Winthrop at Harvard noted how his bells rang most briskly before the rain fell hard. The fire in the cloud travels ahead of the wet that might quench it. The wind carries the spark faster than any horse can gallop. We founded the Union Fire Company in Philadelphia on the principle that neighbors owe neighbors a bucket and a ladder. But no bucket line answers a wall of flame driven by a wind that owes no allegiance to kings or parliaments. The Mediterranean burns as my Pennsylvania woods burned in '63, dry timber, high wind, and the spark that finds them both. Courage is the only firebreak that holds.
You have watched men burn at Carnuntum, not by enemy torch, by the wind that chose its own hour. 3 firefighters on Crete, the report says gale force, as if the wind needed force to do what wind always does, ignore rank, ignore plea, ignore the household gods you placed at the threshold. The physicians are dead. The astrologers. The astrologers. The warriors who slew their thousands. Hellas and Pompeii and Herculaneum, gone. You know this. You wrote it. That writing it and watching the smoke rise from the olive groves where your own legionaries once marched, these are not the same motion. The condition of mortals, fever overpowers one, a robber another, a tyrant a third. Now flame takes 3 who ran toward it. They did not run for glory. They ran because the village behind them held children and grandmothers and the blind. Duty is not a word you carve on a column. It is the shape your body takes when the wind shifts. You will find, Marcus, at the Danube frontier, that the dead do not ask whether the wind was climate-driven or natural. They ask only whether you held the line. The line moves. The line moves. The wind does not care. Hold it anyway.
The story ran in BBC News. Wind doesn't negotiate, it just burns what stands in its way. And the 3 firefighters learned that the hard way. That's old news for today.